Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Save $5 on any purchase of $30 at GoDaddy.com using coupon code Chris2. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Take half a dozen photos every hour with your camera phone, but what do you do with them? Eventually your memory card fills up and you got to start deleting photos. Or you could use a service like ShowsYou to broadcast those out to every available photo sharing service on the internet if you really wanted to. It works with Flickr, works with MySpace, and I'm guessing it works with a lot of other services that I probably haven't even thought of.
Yeah, it works with, let's see, Kodak, Webshots, Text America, BuzzNet, and a lot of the video side. But you can set up for pretty much any blog site that you may have there. We support WordPress, TypePad, Blogger, so a range of those, and other destinations. Pretty much whatever you'd like to put it into, we'll build that interface and set it up.
So how does this work? Is it SMS? Is it something else entirely?
It is something else entirely. We take whatever you record. If it's a photo, we'll take the full high-res photo. If it's a video clip, we'll take the entire video clip. Not constrained the way most technologies are, like 20-second clip or something. We can take 10-minute video clip, and we'll transfer that up. It's over a very efficient protocol. It's 33% more efficient than wireless email. So it's really neat, really simple. The main thing for the consumer is that it's a one-click thing, and then you don't have to think about it.
Do I need any kind of special app running on my phone to make this work?
Yeah, you go to showzoo.com. You can download the app for free. It's a free service. You can sign up for free, get the app for free, stick it on your phone, and then you specify which web community that you want by default your photos or videos to be going to. And then you can set up if you have other destinations that you may want some of your photos to go to, is like what we term a secondary destination. So you can have a whole host of those as well.
So I can kind of pick and choose which services I might want all my photos to go to, or only some of my photos to go to.
That's right. You can set up that by default you have that it would be a single click. By default, everything will go to, say, BuzzNet. But then you can say, well, for this particular photo, I don't want it to go to BuzzNet. I want it to go to one of my other destinations. Or if it has already gone to BuzzNet, you can say, well, I also wanted to go to some of these other places. We only upload it to once, but we can then route it to as many different destinations as you like from our server. You do it from the phone, but the photo doesn't have to keep being retransmitted. It just goes the once and can go to as many destinations as you want.
In terms of phone compatibility, how compatible are you across lots of different phone types?
Well, that's a killer question for most of these sort of applications. You know, there are many of the services out there that they say, hey, we support 6 different phone models. Well, ShowsYou today runs on 41 different phone models. We're in discussions with most of the top 6 handset manufacturers about it becoming an out-of-the-box experience as well. So it'll run across a whole range of that. But today, a whole range of the Symbian phones, Java phones, Windows mobile phones, I mean, a lot of the media phones that are out there, you can just download it over the air.
This sounds like almost the perfect marriage of photo sharing sites and the photo capabilities of a phone. But it isn't just about photos. It's also about video. So if I wanted to shoot video on my phone or even video with a webcam, it'll work the same way?
Yep. Video is exactly the same. Take the video clip. When you finished recording the video clip, it'll ask you, where do you want it to go? If your default destination is a site that doesn't support video, we'll then send it to you as an email so that you have the attachment. You can decide what you want to do with that, or you can set up a preferred location for all your videos to go to. But photos, video clips, just text if you want to just add something to your blog.
Desktop application. Is there a way for me to get video from my desktop to the ShowsYou service?
We will be bringing out a service later in early summertime, so in the next sort of 90 days, that will be doing everything that I've just been describing, but in reverse. So bringing rich media, whether it's photos, whether it's video casts, from whatever destination you specify down to your phone. So you can subscribe to feeds, say, of video of the day from a music festival or a comedy clip of the week, and that will be streamed down to your phone.
One feature that I thought looked kind of interesting is once I post my image to a service like Flickr, you are able to pull comments back related to that picture if I've said yes that I want to see comments. How exactly does that work?
So if you said that you want this to happen, then Shouzhou is in contact with Flickr and with your account and checks to see has there been any new comments since the last time that we put comments down to the phone. Every time there's a new comment put there, we take a copy of that and we feed it down to the phone so that it's there for you to read whenever you want to. We'll feed it down quietly in the background. You're not aware of it. It's something we do invisibly. And it's you only need to look at it when you choose to look at it. And when you choose to read it, you don't even need to be within cell phone coverage. You can be totally offline. This is not like a WAP session or some sort of live internet connection through. We do all this so that the phone is then very responsive, even though waiting around for it. And then you can reply back to those comments as well from the phone. So you can really interact in the community experience from the cell phone.
Well, this sounds like a great way to actually get some usefulness out of a camera phone. So I will definitely download it and check it out.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register .com domains for only $6.95 when using coupon code CHRIS3 at GoDaddy.com. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.